Act 1, The Gathering Storm. Chapter 1, The Holloway Farm, Adams County, Pennsylvania, Friday, June 26th, 1863. Shh! Someone's coming. Liberty Holloway cocked her head toward the window as the muffled rhythm of hoofbeats rose above the drumming rain. Rebels? The words sat bitter on her tongue as her fists sank deeper into the bread dough she'd been kneading. They had taken enough from her already, long before a single Confederate soldier had set foot in the North. Were they now here to raid her property as well?
Traveler, looks like.
Bella Jameson wiped her hands on her flour-dusted apron and peered between the curtains without parting them.
Wet and hungry, I'll wager. You know Black Horse Tavern and Inn down the road are full up right now, and you just hung that sign out by the road last week.
Libby exhaled, her pulse matching her fear. Though she was a grown woman of 19 years, she had yet to tame her runaway imagination. But perhaps her hired help was right, and a traveler would be welcome, provided he could pay in greenbacks.
Then again, we just can't know for sure.
Bella backed away from the window, her coffee with cream complexion darkening in the shadows.
Rebels don't always have proper uniforms, you know. I only see one on the road, but there could be more coming.
Serves me right for not heeding Governor Curtin's proclamation. Libby pulled her hands from the sticky dough and went to the window herself. If he doesn't break into a gallop, we'll have just enough time. Before the words had left her mouth, Bella had already moved the work table away from the bricked-in fireplace and slid out several loose bricks. The cast-iron stove and oven served for their baking and cooking, but the summer kitchen's walk-in fireplace still had its purpose. Together they hurriedly filled the space to keep their stores out of sight. Jars of molasses, peach and strawberry preserves, applesauce, tomatoes, and sacks of potatoes, onions, flour, and oats.
Drip, drip, drip.
The leak in the corner marked time like a metronome as water dropped into a tin pie plate on the floor. Soon all that was left was the freshly baked rye bread cooling on the sideboard, the abandoned lump of dough, and bunches of parsley and oregano hanging from the rafters to dry. After replacing the bricks and the table in front of it, Liberty stole another glance out the window.
We can still hide the horses. Make haste.
Resolve pierced through her anxiety as she hung her apron on a wooden peg and stepped out into the rain with Bella close on her heels. Hurrying into the barn, Libby swished her skirts to scatter the clucking chickens in their path. The horses, Daisy and Romeo, twitched their tails as the women bridled them, then led them past the summer kitchen and into the great hall of the two-story stone farmhouse.
"We'll be fine here,"
Bella stroked Romeo's withers to calm him.
"Remember, you are the lady of this house. Stand your ground.
If it's a rebel,
I can take care of myself. Go."
The hoofbeats grew louder outside. Liberty patted the thick black braid that circled her head and hurried over to Major, the 140-pound Newfoundland, sprawled on the rug inside the front door.
"Wake up, boy. Time to look menacing,"
she said as she buried her hand in the scruff of his massive neck. Not that he could hear anything.
"Come on, Major."
She hooked a finger under his collar and tugged. Groaning, he lumbered to his feet, yawned, and turned his head slightly to wink at her with his one good eye.
"Come, he's almost here,"
she whispered, and immediately regretted her choice of words.
"I could swear that dog can read lips."
Major perked up and jumped at the door.
"No, Major, not Levi."
She shook her head. "No, Levi." Liberty led Major out onto the porch and pointed to the splitting wooden floorboards beside her.
"Sit."
He obeyed. Wild roses the color of lemonade hugged the porch from all sides, lifting their faces to catch their drink. Their heady fragrance infused the air as a man on a gaunt horse rode up the lane to Libby's dooryard, in no particular hurry, as if it weren't raining at all, as if the shelter of a covered porch didn't stand right in front of him. Feeling a pull on her skirt, she glanced down to find Major sitting sideways on one of his haunches, leaning against her leg.
"So much for my canine protector."
The stranger drew rein and dismounted his horse with graceful ease. A rain-soaked denim shirt and brown woolen trousers revealed a lean, muscular body, the kind that was used to work. A farmer, perhaps? Carpenter? Or a soldier?
"You don't look like a rebel,"